Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Hey, and Siman Vav, and the Limud of Tosefta Shabbos and Halachos Neiros is sponsored anonymously. It's exclusive for those who need Shaduchim. We left off with the Chayyim saying that one cannot be Ma'af Shchala on a dough during Ben Hashemoshes. We question why not. It seems to fit perfectly into our criteria. It's also to eat it without being Ma'af Shchala, and it's a significant need to have the person to have their bread for Shabbos. So why is it usher? So this is a mitzvah of hafrashas chal, removing a small portion and giving it to the kohen. So the halacha is that midaraisa, the mitzvah of hafrashas chal, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal added a din of hafrashas chal and chutz l'aretz, chalas chutz l'aretz. Chalas chutz l'aretz, they put a leniency into it, different than chalas Eretz Yisrael. So the luck is that it is, till the one is ma'af shchala, the dough is tevel, and usher to eat. In chutz l'aretz, if a person was not ma'af shchala, and is in a situation where one cannot be ma'af shchala right now, one can eat the dough, one can eat the bread. What happened to the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah? Leave over some at the end. And from that remainder at the end, the person will be mafir some of it as challah, and then leave some of it as what's known as shirayim. The first is only valid if you have that which you're taking and that which you're leaving behind. So a person will take some as challah and leave some behind as kulin. So a leniency in challah's chutz l'aretz is that one is actually able to eat it without being mafir challah, leave over before they complete the whole loaf, leave over some at the end, from which one will be ma'afir shkala. So the Chayyim says, in that situation, a person realizes on Shabbos that they cannot be ma'afir shkala from the chalas that they made for Shabbos. So one can say, just don't eat the whole bread and leave some over for after Shabbos and be ma'afir shten. So there's no need to be ma'afir this at the Rabbanon of a fresh shkala. Ha'im ra'afir shen chala, sh'yokhul lechol haniyach ad yam rishon, chatiko l'hafrish b'yam rishon. We're not ma'afir shkala because he has the solution. He can wait, eat from the bread, and just make sure to leave some of it over and till after Shabbos, Yom Rishon. And then on Yom Rishon, he can be ma'afrish from that a certain amount as chala, and the remainder will become chulan. So there's no need to be ma'atah the siddur banan of a fresh chala at this point in time, ben hashmoshes, because he has a solution. In Eretz Yisrael, this will not be true. In Eretz Yisrael, one may not do that. The only way one can eat the bread is by being mafresh it. So in Eretz Yisrael, one would be allowed to be mafresh the challah ben hashmoshes because it is a tzarech gadol for Shabbos to have your challahs. We mentioned already before that during ben hashmoshes, one is allowed to set up a rubik chateres. However, shim kein lo yuchel ataltel. So the reason why we're matter the Siddur Rabbanan of Rubik Chatzeris is because otherwise it will not be able to carry, and that's something which is a significant need. Therefore, it is appropriate to allow the Ben Hashemoshes, there's a Tzarech Gadol in that situation to make the Rubik Chatzeris. But, Avolah Rubik Tchumen, one is not allowed to make a Rubik Tchumen Ben Hashemoshes. So, here we have one of our exceptions to the Heter of Ben Hashemoshes, even though there is a need, even though it's a Torah mitzvah, a Rubi Tchumen is usher during Ben Hashemoshes. The Havi Kamakna Rishus, because the way a Rubi Tchumen works is a person is setting up their place of dwelling elsewhere. So it's like a person is being kind of a Rishus for themselves elsewhere, which is some type of a Kenyan. That is usher on Shabbos, even Ben Hashemoshes. Okay, so that's regards to the person doing the action themselves. What about Amir Lahaku? Abu Mutter Loimer Lanochri Lahadik Neir Letzarech Shabbos Lahadik Neir Yortzeit Shalom Chushin Zel Letzarech Kadol. It's Mutter to tell the non-Jew to light Neir Shabbos. That's a mitzvah. It's a Tzarech mitzvah, and it's also Mutter to have a person forgot to light a Yortzeit lit. They have Yortzeit, and they forgot to light a Yortzeit lit, and they realize Ben Hashemoshes. They're allowed to ask a non-Jew to light the lit for them. Even though there's no halachic requirement to light a licht, it's a minhag Yisrael, but it's not a halachic requirement. So we could argue that it's not a tzarech gadol, and it's not a mitzvah. So he says, since people deal with it as being very important, the person feels very, very bad if they forget the light of licht. So it becomes a double which a person is nechbaz v'torin. So that's why we use that language of nechbaz v'torin. Even though it's not, objectively, it's not a sarach gadol. Since emotionally people would deal with it as if it's a sarach gadol, and they create this nechbaz v'torin, the person will become distracted and frustrated and upset, and that will diminish their Shabbos. So Amir Lakum, in that situation, is going to be mutter. During the period of Banish Moshes. Can Yermel and Nakri last us a Philam Lachal Gemur, the Tarakol, Imu Hefsim Ruba? We mentioned when there's an objective Hefsid, Mir Lakum is also Mutter Banish Moshes. The person can ask a non Jew to do a Malacha during Banish Moshes if it's going to be Hefsim Ruba. Abalavahachi, also Philam Lanakri. But otherwise, if it's not a Hefsid Gadol, one cannot ask a non-Jew to do malacha for one during Banish Moshes, even though it's only Banish Moshes, even though it's only Mir Lakum, which the person not even doing it themselves, it's going to be Yasser Banish Moshes. So all Yisurim Durbanan are theoretically relevant Banish Moshes, with the exception of, we mentioned the Ruben Chetzeris, Hatmona, and Hafrashas Demai, which is not relevant nowadays. But those three exceptions, all Durbanans apply. We have certain leniencies by certain rabbanans that there's going to be certain scenarios which are going to be mutter, but otherwise it's going to be osur. That is during the period of Banish Moshes. The Chayalim will continue and clarify more. Meanwhile, have a good day.